Freedom Honor Flight in La Crosse is the first Wisconsin hub for the national network. The organization uses donations from the community to fly veterans out to the nation's capital. The Wisconsin chapter's president, Chuck Hansen, says there's an urgency to assist World War II veterans in the pilgrimage because they're aging and may not otherwise have the chance.
If this is successful and if we're able to continue with these flights, we will go and begin the process of also honoring veterans from Korea, from Vietnam, from Afghanistan and Iraq. This is honoring veterans, but we have to start with World War II because we've got approximately 1,700 veterans dying a day from this conflict. So if they're going to be honored, now's the time to do it.
Arthur Harebo, an 83-year-old World War II veteran from Holman, plans to go on the first Wisconsin honor flight out of La Crosse on October 8th. He says the trip offers closure, but may also bring up painful memories.
I have no idea how vivid it might be as far as bringing up memories. But, you know, they've kind of been washed over after all these years. They kind of soften and mellow out because you forget. World War II veterans, so many of them suffered so much and got so little.
The one-day trip to Washington, D.C. is free for vets within a 120-mile radius of La Crosse who apply. In La Crosse, Tegan Wendland, Wisconsin Public Radio.